Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 250 episodes about our incredible city. This episode was recorded live at Fuel Cafe with Alyssa Wenninger, the catering and events manager over there, and with one of Fuel's regulars, let's just call him Evan. The four of us talk through the vibe at Fuel Cafe, the best things to order, and how to best experience the place like a regular, even if you've never been there. From brunch to nightlife, what's the best way to dive into Fuel Cafe? How do you navigate the cafe, bar, restaurant situation? What if you want to host an event there? I will say this, from our experience, most days, Fuel Cafe is a pretty chill place, even a spot to open up a laptop and get some work done. But we definitely learned how rowdy it can get. Take a listen for more on that. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe. Our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. We're sponsored in part by Visit Milwaukee, and don't forget to check out our daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
All right. Hey,
whoa.
What?
We did it.
We're at Fuel. Is it Fuel Cafe or just Fuel?
Fuel Cafe, but a lot of people just call it Fuel.
Yeah, so this...
That's like the badass way to say it.
I always say Fuel, but I always feel bad I'm leaving the cafe. I think the cafe kind of pigeonholes it into something that it might not exactly be.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Oh, but do you think Fuel Cafe is limiting?
But there is a cafe.
I was
but
wrong,
it's like
guys.
A third of the restaurant.
I was wrong. We are coming in hot. We're already trying to get you to change the name
of
your business.
Yeah, can we change the name?
We've been here 10 seconds.
Well, you know, when I email people, I say Fuel Cafe Bar and Restaurant, so...
Whoa, that's
I'm kind of working on it.
Yes, yes. We'll secretly rebrand the whole establishment on this show.
Fuel Cafe is catchy. I find myself constantly saying it, and I feel really bad because I've only been here for brunch... and beers.
That's kind of the best time, though.
Yeah, right? I agree. Right, I have not ever been here for coffee.
Oh,
so really?
Not with your brunch?
I always walk by the Cool Cafe area, and I'm like, oh, that's sweet. I like that. And I'm always like on my way to get a drink or something.
And the coffee here is so good. And they always know my order.
It's delish.
What's your order?
Something maple-y with almond milk. So I don't know what they give me, but it's amazing.
What?
Yeah.
That's how it works here, Adam.
That is absolutely fair. I'm coming in hot.
I'm the
with
worst
that
customer,
time.
And I also work here, so they hate and love me at the same
something
time.
Something maple-y.
Yeah. So, well, it changes with season, so as it's getting colder, I'll be
syrup?
Like something minty.
Minty, pumpkin. Do you do pumpkin spice stuff?
I do.
Now, this isn't going to fly at Starbucks. Do you ever go outside a Fuel Cafe for your coffee?
Not really.
Okay, well.
No. Starbucks
how dare
is
you
fine.
Ask that question?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No question rescinded. Yeah. Never mind.
Take it back.
I've been here plenty of times to work.
Yes, it's a really popular work spot.
Yeah,
and we have come up here. We've had meetings up here.
We've had little jam sessions up here with our team.
Yeah, upstairs.
Yeah, we're upstairs. We're sitting upstairs, and we're overlooking. I can see the whole bar and the whole restaurant.
I can see the Fuel Cafe motorcycle.
Yeah, good. All right,
there.
Thanks.
Now that we've painted that riveting picture for you. Yeah.
Vivid. Well,
wait, hold on. Evan, what's your coffee order? Do you get coffee?
Do you get coffee black ever? Coffee.
Yeah, buddy.
Same. Coffee black.
You got a friend in us.
Coffee black, whiskey neat, beer cold.
That's nice.
It's as complicated as it gets.
Now I get why you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was poetic.
Yeah.
So you're going to offset the the picture painting that we're doing.
We have no idea what's going on. Yeah. There's a table here. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Alyssa. Like, why are you here? What do you do here? Thank you for everything, first of all, and being so kind and responsive and gracious to host us tonight. But what do you do here?
Oh my gosh, thank you guys. You're so nice. I got brought on about 6 months ago as the catering and events manager for the company. So I book the parties, I throw the parties, we do the catering, events, offsite, donations, sponsorships, pretty much anything like that goes through me, and I love it. I think it's just... I didn't actually know that this restaurant was part of the business because it was posted as Bel Air Cantina.
Because
that's like one of their main businesses, and I did my second interview here, and I was just thrilled because I ride, I have a motorcycle, and I walked in and was like, I want this, and it's my favorite venue. I love the staff and everything, and every chance I can, I'm here.
The staff is awesome here.
Yeah, I agree. I was just going to say that.
They're fun.
They are the best.
They don't. I'm sure Evan will agree because he's a regular.
He's part of it.
You don't have to give your identity away. You can just be Evan.
Yeah, that's the regular. That's good. Yeah. Evan the regular. Yeah. This was literally the first place I came to in Milwaukee. I got out of the car, walked in the Fuel Cafe. So.
And you've never left.
I've lived here ever since.
That's my cot. Yeah.
Get out of my bedroom. Show over.
Okay, so, wait, hold on, Alyssa. Yeah. You said you ride. What kind of bike do you have?
I have a Honda Rebel.
Nice. I say that like I know anything about motorcycles.
It's okay.
You just like the word Rebel.
I only know mine. When I ask other people what they ride, I'm like, that's cool.
I was mostly curious because I thought, oh, maybe Milwaukee, you roll with a Harley Davidson or something.
I'm not that cool.
Kind of like that you're a Rebel.
Yes.
Literally.
I love my bike. I love it. And in this, anytime the weather's nice, that's all I'm on. I ride it to work, to everything, not the grocery store, I guess. It's hard to carry the eggs, but I love it.
Not so cool. Okay, good. Go ahead. Sorry. I interjected.
I was going to ask
Evan. What kind of bike do you ride?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
You're fired.
Yep, I'm out.
All right, Evan. What is the vibe here from a regular's perspective?
How would you explain that?
Because you've got, as we talked about, joked about, the cafe, the restaurant, the bar, all this stuff, a beautiful is a patio area type thing over here, and Adam and I love that in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe the vibe to people?
Well, there's multiple vibes. I do live here now. Yeah. in Milwaukee, that is.
Oh,
so,
okay, got it.
So what brought me to Milwaukee the first time was I made a film about flat track motorcycle racing, which is what you'll see a lot on the walls. So the group then sponsored my film to be up here. We showed it, and I walked into a full-fledged... You couldn't lift your arms up once you got in here. People are doing burnouts on the bar.
I've heard.
There was a tattoo shop. There was a punk rock band. Burnouts on the bar, like I said. So that was the intensity of a Mama Tried Flat Out Friday Fuel party. And then the next morning, next to the burnout, they had avocado toast and coffee. And I will say this is the best bacon I've ever had in my life. So they really nail breakfast. So there's multiple vibes here depending on when
what
you're
day,
here.
Yeah, what time.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's what's so appealing about this place.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever kind of party you like.
Yeah,
or if you want to chill out and get some work done.
Oh, totally. And I had, I bartended here for a bit, and I had friends who would show up because it's coffee and Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. Good music on the bar. And so, you could get a lot of stuff done here, meet some cool people, or you could get here and have a fucking party. So it really depends.
Get nuts.
Yeah, it really depends on the time of year and the vibe that's going. But this is probably my most frequented establishment here, whether it's for coffee or beers and shots and all that fun stuff. So
what about from a food perspective, what's your go-to as a regular?
Listen, you already heard my drink order.
Yeah.
So my breakfast is not going to be much different. Bacon, eggs, toast, they have hash browns now. Game changer.
Oh,
they
damn.
Have really good red ball potatoes, but I'm a hash brown guy.
Yeah, right.
So I just get a standard breakfast, and then my lunch would be the Fuel Bowl, if that's still here. It is, yeah. Because I'm kind of a protein-heavy eater.
Mm-hmm.
They have good burgers and sandwiches, but I'm like a simpleton when it comes to just a basic order that a caveman would eat.
Well, and it's damn delicious.
It's great. Yeah.
It's so good.
Super good.
Yeah, and something for everybody, too, because I'm a really bad vegetarian. I try to be. But there's a lot of options on the menu for vegetarians and vegans, or if you want a double cheeseburger-style meal. We got something for everybody. There's so much variety, and I love that.
I saw gluten-free pancakes.
Yeah.
Which is
no
awesome.
Way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty laser set on... I know you didn't ask, but...
I'm wondering.
I'm going to throw it in there.
Yeah.
But chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles.
I tried it the first time I was here, and I was like, well,
sold.
This is all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
This is all I've ever wanted in my life.
Yeah.
But, okay, so something for everyone. maybe jump into events for us. What kind of events do you host? What's ideal? What do you want to be ideal? Like, what would be your dream event here?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we host everything from baby showers to bachelorette parties to birthday parties. We love throwing parties. So we actually don't set food and beverage minimums or anything.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Room rentals. We just want to throw your party. We love it.
That's legendary.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everything else will work itself out, right?
If you
get a bunch of people here and everyone will spend money.
Yeah, exactly.
Spend money,
we just really want to show our appreciation when people book with us. So we don't try to like sneak in any additional fees or anything. Really, all that matters is that we're throwing your party.
Right.
And we have so many options from the patio to the upstairs to the bar area. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many ways to do it. And we especially love having bike groups like Fenders and anybody that rides after Harley's bike nights, and when they ride by and come over, we'll do live music. We throw it all and we love it. Everything.
Adam.
Everything.
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 Including
podcasts.
Bourbon Club.
Oh, yeah.
They're hosting our Bourbon Club.
Beautiful.
Yes.
What month? Don't tell me.
In 2 days.
What month?
What month? Don't tell me.
That's how often he looks at his calendar when I send him
what
invites.
What day is it?
Yeah, it's Monday, dude.
No, I do truly blindly accept invites, and I'm like, what are we doing? What's going? Where am I?
And then you look at it in the morning when you wake up. You're like, oh, this is my schedule today.
Or more embarrassingly, when the half-hour notification goes off, I'm like,
text them.
Oh,
I text him all the time because I know.
Yeah, we're in pretty constant contact.
I'm like, I'll see you at Fuel today, right? He's like, oh, that's right.
And it's just dot, dot, dot.
I'm at Elkhart Lake right now.
That was one of my bits on how Nicolas Cage would accept a movie role. His phone rings. His phone rings, and he just goes, yeah. Yes. All right,
you're in
the movie.
I love that.
You are in.
That was it. That those are all the verbal contracts he signs too. He's just like, yes.
Yes.
So Willy's Wonderland? Hell yeah.
You know what I love about this place?
What?
They have someone at, what is that called? Like the host station right there?
That right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always someone there.
There's not right now.
But they don't bother you.
FYI.
Yeah.
Evan just fact-checked him.
That was a live fact-check.
Steve's lying. But they don't... If you need help, they'll help you. Otherwise, you're kind of free to roam the space, and, you know, you can't go take a 20-person booth and to yourself, but you can kind of roam and sit where you want to sit.
Yeah, it's
pretty
nice.
Cool.
You're not, like, pressured to take a seat
you're
anywhere.
You're really not.
Yeah.
I know that I noticed that, but now that you say it, that's a really...
Well, I said it.
Comforting thing. Yeah, you're right.
No,
sorry.
Alyssa said it.
Sorry, I don't think anybody on the podcast knows that I was looking at Alyssa until you just said it. Just FYI, guy.
Hey, we got to keep the
audio medium.
Evan is keeping the integrity of this show high. I'm going to do this.
Good point.
I'm going to do the fucking same thing.
That's a good point. Right. Live fact checks happening tonight here at Fuel Cafe.
Sweet.
Bar and restaurant.
All right. This is for either of you. Tips or tricks for when to show up, when to be here.
Navigating Fuel in general.
Like, I go to transfer between 2 and 5 on the weekdays because between lunch and dinner, it's a little quieter and I can get a lot of work done. Any tips or tricks like that here? Or is it just whatever?
Yeah, I have a couple. If you're trying to get work done, I would say any time Monday through Friday in the afternoon is going to be like, there will be a few people here for lunch, but they're also working on stuff. So
right.
The vibes
there's
are low.
There's a lot of laptops at that bar.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
There's
and there's
a lot
outlets,
of laptops.
Too, which is just so underrated.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to have a drink, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 is our happy hour. So we have $5 specialty cocktails, $4 draft beers, and we're going to be doing $5 appetizers. But that's...
Is that
TBD.
A secret?
It's
is that
TBD.
A secret?
It's not a secret. It's a secret, but it's not.
All right.
Like, I'm allowed to share, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like it's live right now.
Right. I'm sharing. It's... You have permission.
All right.
Boom.
We're gonna do it anyway. We're
gonna... You're going to ask for forgiveness on that one. But truly, I think that's a huge benefit, though, too, with $5 cocktails. That's incredible, by the way.
$5
since we're
apps.
Such a big,
and $5 apps to boot, is that's going to bring some people in.
Yeah, we're a huge brunch spot on like Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people kind of forget that they can also get brunch during the week. I mean, come on in. When you come in during the busiest time, that's fine, but you're going to get a little bit more of a individual experience when you come during the week.
Sure.
I still can't get over the fact that there's no minimums for events.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
awesome.
I mean, you
said
awesome.
You said that to me when we were talking about Bourbon Club.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's really nice for, but I'm like, that's standard. That is awesome.
That's even nicer.
Yeah. All we do is the 20% service charge, and that's just because we want our servers
to.
Yeah. I mean, that, other than that, like, if you're going to come in and you're saying, I'm going to buy drinks, I'm going to buy food, then we want to have you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone and always. Just don't sit on the bike.
Also, I don't know if you guys are still doing this, but like, it's a good place to watch races. When I would work here, I put races on the TV. So
yeah.
Like a kind of like Formula One. I would put races on the screen. It's a good place to, you know, watch some races. And I'm pretty knowledgeable at that. So I enjoyed bartending during that because I could just tell people what was going
on.
What
you're looking for. This is crazy good right now or whatever.
But yeah, at brunch also, man. Like I've had some awesome times here where it's those like let's go out
Sunday
for,
fun day.
Yeah, well, it doesn't start that way, but
any,
it ends
any
that
day
way.
Fun day. Yeah,
yeah. Like
it
let's
ends
get
up
a coffee,
being a fun day.
And then I do High Life and Four Roses, so that always turns into a few more of those. So it gets to be pretty damn fun. And like I've met some really awesome people at this bar, so it's
so
a real
have
fun.
I. Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's a good. It's and the bar is like almost a 360 bar.
Yeah,
you know, so you get
real peninsula.
You have TVs around the whole thing. Yeah, and you can see people across from you and wave.
Yeah, you know, the first time we were here, I never said this, but I think we had a meeting here for something like I don't know the BU thing we were doing. And I looked across the bar and I was like, oh, cool, a mirror. And it just happened that another white dude with dark hair and a beard was across the bar from me. And I moved and I was like, wait, he's not. What the hell? It was so weird.
What?
It also probably didn't help that I was hungover.
Oh,
And we were like, I got here and you were like, yeah, you want beer? And I was like, shit, I probably should because I feel like ass right now.
Let's do it.
So, yeah.
Let's do it.
I think it might have just been a little like drunken haze.
Glitch in your matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a glitch in the matrix. We're going to go with that. I wasn't hungover. It was just a glitch in the matrix.
I get it. You thought you saw yourself in a mirror. It was really some other person. Mm-hmm. Totally. So from events to menus to hours to all the stuff that happens here, where's the best place to go? Follow on the socials, website, all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, Instagram is going to be the best spot to check out all of our specials. It's Fuel Cafe 5th Street. And we post everything, parties we're throwing, brunch days. We always do brunch after big holidays, so after Christmas Day, on New Year's Day.
Cool. Yeah.
We do big brunch parties for everybody because we know that you're hungover. so, yeah, check out the socials. And we always have specials going on. Like right now we're running fish fries every Friday, which is like every bar in Milwaukee, I know. But
ours is
great.
Get in on that.
Yeah.
Come on
it
in.
It would
why
be
not?
Odd if you
not
were
here?
Not doing
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be kind of like... Who's running this place?
I got some ideas about Friday.
And we do fish tacos here for fish fries.
Dang.
Yeah,
that sounds
really
good. All right. That won me over.
You're in.
That won me over as if I wasn't already here.
And we didn't talk about this, but this is a really vibrant street, and there's lots to do. You can Uber in or park or whatever you want to do. And walk up and down this street and have some fun.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff. I mean, we have Hamburger Mary's is right down the road. And then we have Bob Craft down the road.
Yep.
And then, I mean, a little bit of a walk. We even have the Harley Davidson Museum.
Right.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. If you bring in your ticket from the museum, you get a free beer here, too.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You'll go to the museum just to get the beer.
It's a free beer ticket, right? Don't even go into the museum.
How was the museum?
Thanks,
I didn't go. Suckers. Sir, that ticket was $34.
The beer was so good, though.
Awesome. Well, thanks to both of you for coming on. This was super fun.
Yeah.
We love this place, and you'll be seeing us here probably more often now.
Awesome.
Yeah, so sorry.
Become more of a regular, right?
Yeah.
Become a regular.
Yeah.
Be like Evan.
Got to put your hours in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You.
Yes.
Got to press the flesh. You got to talk to people.
All right. See ya.
And now, Milwaukee's own Newski.
Wish I could get psyched.